Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to another episode of the Kosafa Show, where we look ahead to the new league season in South Africa and we get the thoughts of the Mamelodi Sundowns co-coach Mangobe Mwiti on his team's preparations, the new signings, and the fine balancing act of competing on the domestic front as well as in the African Champions League.
CASAFA this week announced a groundbreaking three-year partnership with the KwaZulu-Natal provincial government and eThekwini municipality that will see the flagship CASAFA Cup staged in Durban, along with the CASAFA Women's Champions League and a return to the calendar for beach soccer. We hear from the various stakeholders in the partnership who share their thoughts and vision for the coming years.
But we start with Coach Mwiti, who guided his side past Kaizer Chiefs in the MTN 8 quarterfinals last weekend, a competition that Sundowns have not won since 2007. It's the beginning of a long campaign for the Brazilians, and Mwiti says the first piece of silverware is firmly in their sights as he tries to explain why they've gone so long without lifting the trophy.
Sundowns edged past Kaizer Chiefs in last weekend's MTN 8 quarterfinals with a penalty shootout victory. The coach was asked just what Stuart Baxter will bring for the Amakhosi this season.
Yeah, in terms of knowing the coach and what is strongest, that Stuart Baxter is one of the strongest coaches on set pieces. That is one area he will never compromise. He's very strong there. And he does have the ammunition for that type of a game in Lukovic, in Matoho, in Cardoso, Katsande, and Pahlele, if he's deciding to play him at right back. He's got quite a reasonable number of players that can help. Even Nange is a factor in that space, to be honest. And also, one of his major components in the game is a transitional game, which is counter-attacks, not necessarily a lot of break-attacks, because his teams are not very strong in counter-pressing and pressing from the top, but they always give themselves that space behind your defense. And that is basically where you would expect him to be. But looking at the profile of the players that he have, and one in particular being Lukovic, that would not be as lethal when he has to play a counter-attacking game. He's more lethal when he's in and around the box a lot. And that is something that he will have to make very hard decisions, because for a proper counter-attacking game, a Kama, Keegan, Sekota combination would be a very dangerous combination, or a Parker, Kama, Sekota combination would be leathered on a counter-attacking game. But it has got some compromises defensively. It also has some compromises on set pieces, because it means they are losing one of their key players aerially. So it's a very interesting encounter, but we know for a fact that his main approach would be set pieces. He's very dangerous. Even on throw-ins, he's very dangerous. He's got a lot of schemes in that space. Also on transition.
The question on everyone's lips is whether Gaston Serino will stay at Sundowns this season with offers from a number of other clubs, and just how committed he is to the cause.
To be honest, when he came back from Uruguay, he looked very interested. He looked committed to play within the club. He looked serious about his training and all that. But unfortunately, He got a knock in his knee, which was a grade one. He's back in training this week, but we have not really seen him. How is he going to come up? But the truth of the matter, in terms of the outlook, it does not look like he wants to leave. But I think the club is very clear also in that space that if he has to leave and people are still interested, they must just bring an offer to the table, and the club is very considerate of whatever that might happen, because the club does not want to kill Gaston's career. That is very important, from the chairman of the club to the board and everybody else around the club, even to us, the technical team. If he no longer wants to play for Sundowns and people are coming with good offers on the table, the club is willing to take them. But what is not looking good sometimes is when there is too much talk of what is likely to happen, but nothing really happens on the table. So at this stage, I think it's a wait and see situation. But in terms of the commitment, the boy looks good, and I don't have any issues with him, and the coaches are very happy with him, to be honest.
Sundowns have made a number of new signings, with Sifiso Ngobeni returning to his Mamelodi home. So where will he fit in, and what does he bring to the team?
Sifiso is a very talented footballer. It's going to be very important for Sundowns' attack. Very, very important in the Sundowns' attack, because offensively, everybody knows what he's capable of. Be it the opposition is compact, be it the opposition is stretched, he's very useful. One against one, he's got something to do. His crossing ability can improve a little bit, but he gets in those spaces and he's very dangerous. He can even score goals in those channels, and he's got a very good cutback from him. Defensively, he's still finding it a little bit difficult, and I will tell you why, because many a times at Celtics, he was playing as a wing-back. He was not playing as a full-back, where there are two centre-backs, and he is expected to fulfil all the duties in the wide channel defensively, one against the opponent, and shifting from one side to the other, defending with an air if needs be, and the players are trying to attack the space in front of our defence. He's got a lot to learn in that space, but the possibilities of him learning that and coming out right are very high, because he's very intelligent and it's coachable. So we are optimistic that he's going to be very important for us. Even when we signed him, we knew we are looking for the future of Sundowns. Obviously, he will get game time this season. It does not mean we are looking for the future, but he's not going to play. But the competition is very rife between him, Lyle Lackey, and Divine Lunga. It's a very interesting competition, I must say. And it has awakened even Lyle Lackey. He's looking very good. And Divine, unfortunately, had a knock. He'll be joining the team this week, so we are not too sure where exactly he is. But I must say, it's a very good addition to the club.
Sundowns will once again be looking to lift the CAF Champions League this season, and sorting out a squad to compete on all fronts is difficult, according to the coach.
We are in a very unfortunate situation. We happen to play more matches than probably any other team in the league. But one big issue is the money, how to manage the squad. Last season, we were a little bit fortunate because of a very rife COVID situation that forced us to play almost every member of the squad. But this season, we think the situation is slightly getting better based on the tests that we have done over time. So we are beginning to think that it might be a little bit better, because sometimes it's not always proper to have a very big squad that you have maybe 8 or 9 or 10 players in training that are outside when you are doing your tactical work, and you must now compensate and try and bring everybody in and give everybody a chance. So that makes it very difficult for us. But as coaches, and what is happening at the moment, we are around 30 to 32 players that we have within the team, and possibility maybe of settling at 30 or 32, but at this stage it's a little bit difficult because it's difficult to take very tough decisions, and COVID is also hovering around you, because the reason why even CAF allowed us to have about 40 players was based on the fact that from time to time you lose players. I remember last year when we went to play Golden Arrows, I think we were without 11 of our players in the game that we played away at Golden Arrows. And we, fortunately, because we had a big squad, we maneuvered and we were able to, within that space, have a team that would come back with a draw away from home. But under normal circumstances, to lose 11 of your regular players should cause a lot of problems. But on the day, we were fortunate to be able to come back with something. And it was the worst scenario that we had. Others, you'd have 5 out, 4 out, 3 out, something like that. And there was a stage of the slump where I think in 3 matches, we were struggling with COVID at that time. But from then up until now, I think even the players, the way they handle themselves and the areas they find themselves in, and making sure that they prevent situations of them getting COVID, because we will never know about this thing. But we have done very well over probably the last 6 to 7 months in making sure that we don't have too many people that find themselves in that situation.
Mr. Timothy Shongwe, who is the chairman of CASAFA's competitions committee, explains why they have signed a 3-year partnership with the KwaZulu-Natal provincial government and the eThekwini municipality. He also outlines what will be coming up later in the year after the 2021 Total Energies CAF Women's Champions League CASAFA qualifier.
Well, the government of KwaZulu-Natal and the eThekwini municipality have always been, this is not the first time we've worked with them, and we've worked with them before. And during that period where we worked with them, we realized that we both ourselves and them, we want the same thing. And we want development in our game, in our football. They also want development in the region, and they want their people to benefit. And they have elevated the sports as economic driver. Therefore, we thought we share the same vision, the same value, and we were motivated to get into a partnership, and a very good partnership with them too. Look, as men, it's my opinion, we've been very unfair to our women. We have forged ahead and left them behind, especially in football and other sectors as well. I mean, organizations like FIFA and CAF realized this over years. And there was also push from other areas to actually assist and develop women football. And we are very proud as COSAFA that we have been one of those that actually took the challenge quite a bit earlier. And I think this is our 5th or 6th women competition in general. And we are proud that we have provided platform and an environment for women to firstly advertise themselves and be seen by scouts, international scouts. You are probably aware that we have players in South Africa. I think 6 or 8 of them are playing overseas. And most of them, in fact, all of them were actually scouted or noticed in our women championship in Gqeberha. And we are very proud about that. And this is what we want to do. And for this Champions League and for CAF to actually honor us with the responsibility to organize this championship is very, very important for us, because it adds into our catalog one more women competition. And this, I hope, will assist our women, not only national teams, but clubs as well, to progress, because it's not all the national teams consist of players from countries, but not all the players from clubs are able to play in the national team. So this one is actually providing an opportunity to clubs from our respective countries to participate in COSAFA competition and showcase their talents, and also, who knows, they could have scouts running around and sign them. We've always done this. This is not our first qualifier as COSAFA. We have had a qualifier for the under 17, I think twice now. And then last year or early this, was it last year with the under 20 qualifier? We always uphold the highest standards in terms of the requirements that are required, are put forward by CAF, as to what are the things that need to be in place for us to be able to organize and implement and execute at a level where qualifiers are required to perform. So we are very excited, and we have done this. We will do this again, and we have all the capabilities and the management to implement this project, as we did with the other projects that we had before. Well, we're starting with the Champions League next week, of course, and it will be followed with beach soccer, possibly mid-October, early November. And then we will be hosting the Champions League, the Women's Championship in Tabera next month. But then we will come back here next year. The COSAFA Cup is coming here next year. So I think everyone is looking forward to that one, because that's when a lot of South African clubs gather around when the games are taking place to look for new players and scout for new players. So that one is our flagship, and most of the people, particularly here in South Africa, are looking forward to that one.
Dr. Tubile Sifundo is the HOD for the KwaZulu-Natal Department of Arts, Culture, Sports and Recreation. And she gives some insight into why the province was the perfect choice for COSAFA.
Yeah, as a province of KwaZulu-Natal, in all honesty, I think we are really excited on three fronts. We're excited because with COVID-19, we haven't really had much action. But now with this partnership, we are assured, you know, that there will be activity again. So having the three legs of COSAFA is actually helping us, because it's about women. It's about sport promotion and development of women in sport. It gives us that opportunity because we will be hosting the women's championship league. And of course, it's also about ensuring that we have fun, you know. Through the beach soccer, for example, we really, really are bringing fun to the people. And at the same time, we also want to encourage our youth in particular to be able to participate in the value chains that this whole activity presents. Because when you're at the beach, we also want you to engage with the opportunities that the ocean's economy is actually presenting to you. But not only just the ocean's economy, we also want our young people to be introduced to other, you know, subsectors of growing the economy, like the clothing and textile, you know, the gear that you will be, putting on for the tournaments. We would love to have that locally produced. So we do want to encourage our young entrepreneurs to actually participate, not just in the sport and the various codes, but also to pursue the various value chains that esport presents. We're also on the third front excited because we have an opportunity to promote esport tourism, destination marketing. Beyond the games, we do want people to actually come back to the province, which is why we've partnered with ETIA, particularly tourism development in the Department of Economic Development. We do want to actually ensure that people get exposed to the best tourism destinations that this province has to offer. We are partnering with Eteguini. Of course, they're giving us beautiful facilities, state-of-the-art facilities. For example, where we are currently, Moses Mabhida, nothing really beats this, you know. Even the training venues, because we actually put them up during 2010, they are really, really in good condition. So that partnership with Eteguini really augurs very well for, staging of these games. So at the end of the day, I think we all have to put, it's all hands on deck. You know, Eteguini is doing their bit. Umkhungundlovu for some of the games. We are also doing our bit. So is Economic Development or ETIA. Yeah, COSAFA is a huge platform. It is really a huge platform. Now, if you look at the agreement that we've signed with COSAFA, it has elements of skills development. It has elements of leaving behind a legacy for the province. And that legacy for us is to ensure that what we started with COSAFA is sustained beyond the 3 years. So it will actually feed into the program that the province currently has for the development of a sport for women. After 3 years, I think we just want to be number one. When given an opportunity as a province, we really do want to excel. But at the same time, we want to actually ensure that through a progression of AMA Clubs 8, that they actually get an opportunity in their numbers to participate in world platforms like CAF presents to us. We want to say to the people of KZN, this is our opportunity to shine. This is our opportunity to actually present what KZN is about. Now, in our province, we are known for our hospitality, and there will be, people that will actually be visiting our province for the first time. So we do want our people to be as friendly as they can, but also to have fun in the process, which is why we are saying, ivuvuzela ezandleni, wherever we are, in our taxis, at our homes, wherever we are, because it will be without spectators. So the fact that we can't go and be, where the games are, doesn't mean that we shouldn't have fun. So we really hope that everybody in KZN holds these games, but also looks forward to beyond 2023, because the legacy of these games is going to remain with us for a long, long time.
eThekwini Municipality Representative Councillor Sibongiseni Mkhize believes the city has a great deal to offer COSAFA and football fans. Looks forward to a time when the spectators will be back in the stadium.
We are so excited as a city. Firstly, I am Sibongiseni Mkhize, the chief whip of eThekwini Municipality. I'm representing the mayor of eThekwini, Councillor Mxolisi Kaunda. We are so excited. Since this year, our country has announced this year as the year of Mama Charlotte Maxeke. And now we are coming to welcome the tournament, the women tournament that we're going to be happening in our city. We are so excited because Durban is a better place to be. We can't wait to receive the women in our city to play and also to see all the beauty of our city. It is so motivating. But you know that if you want to see a success sporting, you can go wherever. But Durban is a better place to be. And we are so excited that this women's tournament is coming to our city, and the COSAFA has correctly contacted us and touched us as the place where we can, when this game can be played. Absolutely. Absolutely. As a city, we aspire to showcase that we support our women's equally to the men. Because at the end, we must make sure that we are living, we receive the better equal, irrespective of men or women. As they are coming to our city, I've said in the speech that firstly, in eThekwini, we have a football club. We want to build more teams to showcase that at a young age, our girls to embark on soccer, and we give the necessary support that we need. So we have enough time, 3 years is enough time to showcase that we implement that. And our city has a department specifically to deal with a development of the sports. The tournament will be success. They will be safe in eThekwini. They want to be the permanent citizen of a Durban. At the end of this game, all of them want to be Durbanites.
That's it for another episode of the COSAFA Show. We wish all the sides competing in the COSAFA qualifiers for the CAF Women's Champions League all the very best of luck as that tournament gets underway next week in Durban.
Don't forget, you can listen to more of our podcasts on Sokoloduma Radio, COSAFA.tv, Spotify, and iTunes. And you can also get the latest news via our website at www.cosafa.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Goodbye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.